Right now, though, a little history locally with the Lorraine Historical Society. We have Barb Piscopo joining. Good morning, Barb. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. In spite of the dark and the rain, I'm good.
Well, that's right. The sun will eventually shine, or we can just kind of move through our day today. But we're here to talk about an event you have coming up on Sunday. The American Croatian Club of Lorraine and the Lorraine Historical Society are bringing the Pittsburgh Tamburitzins. Now, I will say, sometimes that word trips me up. I did see, based on a Facebook post from a former member, they sometimes known them as the Tammies. I guess that's
right.
the short nickname for these students. Tell us who they are, what they do, and what we'll see on Sunday.
So the Tammies are a group of college students anywhere in the Pittsburgh area who perform all kinds of folk music, and they basically earn their scholarship money to college by joining the Tamburitzins, along with a commitment to travel during the year. So they're going to be the future leaders in our community, but in the meantime, they love music, they love folk dance, and they're performing one of their best shows ever, I understand, from someone who is a former Tammy and who has seen the show in Pittsburgh. This year, they've added a number of different nationalities, different ethnic dances. So not only the Croatians, but also Armenians, Hungarians, Bulgarians, Slovakians, Serbians, Austrians, Hebrew, and ending with a huge set of Ukrainian dances. So it really just proves to be very contemporary, very electrifying. And if you don't know what you're going to do this Sunday and you don't want to watch sports, then come on down to the Palace at 2 p.m. You can purchase your tickets ahead of time at LorrainePalace.com, or tickets are available at the door.
Well, I was looking at some of the images and pictures, and sometimes you mentioned a lot of some of those different countries, and we sometimes, if we hear it or see it, we think it all kind of blurs together sometimes, like, you know. But obviously, when you see them next to each other or displayed, we can determine the different instruments or the types of dances, even maybe the outfits.
Absolutely.
That are worn.
Absolutely. And the costuming is fabulous.
That is great. And it's interesting, too. You get some younger people that are inspired by, or obviously they have all, you know, the fact that they kind of have the scholarship related to this or the money for that. But bringing the folk music, which is what a lot of this ethnic music is, it just is passed on to generations.
And it will be lost if the young people don't pick it up. So it's a way for people to see young people actively involved in various cultures, not just their own culture, doing great dance, great music, and great lighting and different technology that they bring to this year's performance. So tickets are available, as I said. Proceeds go to both the Croatian Club, which celebrates 100 years this year, and also to the Lorraine Historical Society.
And Barb, as we know, sometimes it's difficult to keep those kinds of traditions going, but with the scholarship aspect of this, that's another incentive there for those young women.
Absolutely. Young women and men who will be performing on stage, it's a great way for them to earn some dollars and do what they love and to see the country. You know, they go throughout the country during the course of a year. Their new performance venue starts in the fall. So we're going to be one of the first to see the 87th show of the Tamburitzins. They've been around a long time, and it's passed down in generations. People whose grandparents and parents were Tammies, they decide to take advantage of that opportunity as well.
Talking this morning to Barb Piscopo, you've got a book signing coming up on Saturday, the 21st, I believe.
Yes, we do, from 10 to 3 here at the Carnegie Center. Matt Weissman will be on hand. He's one of the authors. There's about 5 or 6 authors of the book Lorraine County Through the Lens of Willis Leiter. Willis Leiter was a photographer here in Lorraine County, and he took so many historic photos. And what the group has done, including Bill Jackson, Dennis Lamont, Paula Schorff, and many others, have collected a lot of these historic photographs, put a narrative and a caption with it, and published a book through Arcadia Publishing. So Matt will be on hand. He's a local historian, very well-versed in the history of Lorraine County. He's been here before, and he will be here October 21st from 10 to 3 to sign the book. So for those of you that want to relive some wonderful old memories through old photographs, please stop in, see Matt, and purchase the book.
And you'll have that, you have that book there anyway, right? I mean, this is...
Yes,
this is
we will have the book here, yes, in our gift shop for sure. So if you want to give it to someone for Christmas or, you know, whatever you want to do, it's available.
Uh-huh. Well, getting that special autograph sometimes just adds a little extra to the
for sure,
the book,
for sure.
And coming up on November 3rd and 4th, we briefly touched on this last time you talked about a performance that's going on. Let's talk about this at the French Creek Theater.
Yeah, I really want to encourage people who are interested in just greater racial equity, greater ending to racism in our world, in our city, in our country, to really consider attending this play. It's entitled To My White Friends Who Know Me, which seems like kind of a daunting title. But the play has performed not only in Cleveland, but also at Martha's Vineyard. And most recently, they performed in Cape Coral, Florida. And so it's a group of local actors and actresses who are performing this play written by Debbie Plummer, who is from Cleveland. She happens to be a friend of mine. And her whole theory is that the only way we're going to end systemic racism is by getting to know one another better, getting to know each other's histories, each other's stories. So we've partnered with the Lorain County Urban League, the Metro Parks, and the Community Foundation to bring this play to Lorain County on November 3rd at 7 p.m. and November 4th at 2 p.m. If you go on the Community Foundation's website under events, you'll be able to purchase tickets there. They're $20 each. So tickets are available, and we really encourage people, groups that have been struggling with this issue for years and trying to resolve it, to consider attending this event. And it's probably about an hour and 20 minutes. There will be a discussion at the end. So we hope that people who participated in the Urban Leagues on the same page in the past will consider attending, as well as those who belong to the Racial Equity Center and other groups in the community and in churches will consider attending.
Again, the Lorain County, the Lorain Historical Society, Lorain County Metro Parks, and the Lorain County Urban League and the Community Foundation are bringing together this for the French Creek Theater. Hey, let's talk about your open house, holiday open house coming up in November. What do you have planned for us on that day?
Well, we're stocking the gift shop with a lot of wonderful new merchandise. Some holiday themes. Certainly we'll have the very successful vintage T-shirts from the different Lorain High Schools. Those will be available for purchase to give as gifts. We also have the most recent book, just hot off the press, written by David Maraldi. It's called The Edge of Doubt. And so those books will be available. Those are all signed books as well. So if you want the most recent edition of David Maraldi's creativity, it will be available here, as well as all kinds of other things, our Lorain Proud gear, our lighthouse totes and stickers, a lot of things that we've carried traditionally, but a lot of new items this year.
Sometimes don't think of vintage school T-shirts as something historical.
Oh, my gosh. If you know Lorain, the high schools are it. And so we've got shirts from Lorain High, Admiral King, Southview, and Lorain Catholic from back in the day. So, you know, get your swag and support your school.
Right. It makes some of us feel old when we look at those, too. But at least we can, at least we can buy a shirt that fits us, right? That's the key when you
that
want
is
to
true. That is true.
Represent your high school. Before we let you go, Barbara, I just want to compliment you and mention your updated website that's been that way for a while now. Talk a little bit some of the things that you hope people can explore when they come to your the LorainHistory.org site.
Sure. As we were talking earlier, I think one of the best things about our site is under the tab Collections and Research. We have a new database system for our collections, which includes our records of our artifacts, our photographs, and our archives. And you can see many of those online. If you hit the drop-down Collections and Research and go to the Lorain Tornado, you can see all the postcards we have from back in the day. You can see all of the items that have been donated as a result of our Lorain Black History Project and our Latino Lorain Project. So for those of you that aren't able to get out and would like to see them, you're welcome to go on our website. For those of you that live far away, it's a way to reminisce and to see what we have here at the Historical Society in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah. And you wouldn't mind if they click on the membership or the donate button either, right?
I'd be thrilled if people would consider joining the Lorain Historical Society. Absolutely. You know, we're more than just a historical society. We really not only try to collect many of the items of Lorain's past, but we've really focused over the last several years on education of our young people. As we talked about with the Tammies, if you don't pass these things down to younger people, they're not going to be around. So there's so many things that we're doing from preschool all the way through to teacher professional development programs. So visit the site, contact us, visit us, and please join or donate in support.
Yeah, and I like on your Facebook page, you look at the photos and you see young and old, everybody enjoying the things that are a part of what you do.
Yeah, our most recent History on the Rocks had 200 of our best friends, ranging from all ages, all the way from probably 21 or 22, all the way up to 97, and they all had a great time.
Sounds good. Barb, we appreciate your time. Always fun to talk with you.
Thank you. Great talking to you guys, too. Take care.
Barb Piscopo with the Lorraine Historical Society, and again, you could visit their site if you go to lorainehistory.org and find out all about the things we've talked about this morning.